It's Wednesday, June the 7th, and you're tuned in to the TIB podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show. We talk about all the cool things in the world. Happy June. Happy June. And like the motto suggests, Anthony's New Year's resolution, new month, new you.
I have a new me story.
Oh, really?
New month, new me.
Uh-huh.
I bought shorts.
Whoa. What kind of shorts?
I went to H&M and I bought $15 shorts.
Are we talking like athletic shorts? Like casual shorts? Like
fancy shorts?
No, there's no such thing as fancy.
Like fancy shorts.
Okay, when you say fancy, that implies you would wear that to
a
professional.
There's no cargo pockets. there's only two pockets in the front and one butt pocket.
So you bought casual shorts?
Oh, I think like they're fancy shorts.
No.
They're fancy shorts.
There's no such thing as fancy shorts.
Those ones are fancy to me. I always either get like cargo shorts or bathing suits.
So you either get athletic or cargo. The other one is casual. Actually, technically casual and cargo are in the same category.
They're
one just denotes that you're out of the times.
They're business casual shorts.
Whoa. Yeah. Fuck off.
They're business casual.
Please. Wear that into the office.
I will.
Okay, you just do that.
All right, and I also bought
invisible
socks.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Really?
Yeah.
So that you
I didn't know that they make them in men's sizes. Yeah, I always assumed that they were women's socks.
I believe penny loafers are the in-look shoe of the season.
Yeah, so I have penny loafer boat shoes.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, me wearing these big-ass white socks with these shoes looks dumb.
Wait, did you wear that?
Yeah.
Why?
They look dumb because I didn't have any other socks. And so I'm like, and then I put on like black socks. I'm like, these also look dumb. And then I put on like fancy socks. I'm like, these look less dumb, but they still look dumb.
Yeah.
And then I got these invisible socks.
Okay.
I'm like, damn. First off, it's like the right amount of foot coverage for the summer. So like my feet are still cool.
And they're thin.
And they're thin.
Yeah.
And also when I put on my fancy low cut boat shoes, it looks like I'm not wearing socks.
Wow.
And I'm saving myself from blisters at the same time.
Yeah, I just forgo socks.
Really? I can't do that. My feet just get all sweaty and gross.
Yeah, no, I can't do it with new shoes. I have to break them in first, but
yeah,
eventually it's fine.
So I'm new year, new month, new me.
Wow. Good for you. You bought shorts.
I bought a pair of shorts.
What color?
Like a light blue.
Like a light blue?
Yeah. Or no, maybe not like a pastel.
Are we talking like a royal blue? Like the color of that bag?
No.
We're talking about blue like the color of this box?
It's like this, but it's like this, but a little darker.
Okay, so would you just say that's like aqua? No. It's like, I don't know how.
Is there another type of blue on this box?
I don't know how I would describe that type of blue.
Oh, I would just, like, right under Tifa's crotch here. Like, right, like that kind of blue.
Oh, that just looks like blue.
Yeah.
Okay, because when you said light blue, first my thing to my mind was the sky.
Oh, no, it's not. It's okay, not the sky.
Because I was going to be, that's an interesting choice. Interesting choice. Yeah. Well, good for you.
Fancy business casual shorts.
I have to know what prompted on the shorts buying.
I went into H&M.
Yeah.
And they were $15.
Yeah.
And I tried them on and they fit.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, probably use some shorts.
Mm. Oh, okay.
I bought some shorts.
Congratulations. Speaking of blue undergarments that you wear, or blue garments that you wear.
It's getting sensual now.
You know who else wears blue shorts?
Who?
Or blue bottoms?
Who?
Wonder Woman.
Does she?
She totally does.
Prove it.
You just came from seeing the movie, so I don't need to.
All right.
And we all know what Wonder Woman looks like. Yes, we saw Wonder Woman this week. And Wonder Woman, of course, being the new movie from DC Film Studios. Yep. Starring Gal Gadot as Diana Prince, and she's pretty, huh?
She's so pretty.
Yeah.
She's so pretty. Oh my god. I wanted those close-up shots to last forever.
Yeah, when she smiles, you're just like, oh man.
Ugh.
She's a pretty girl, yeah. I remember when she first showed up in Fast 5?
She was in Fast 5?
Or was it? Yeah, Fast 5 she shows up. She's Han's girlfriend.
Oh yes. Oh, she's so pretty.
Yeah, I was like, who's this chick?
Damn.
Or maybe it was Fast and Furious. I can't remember. I remember like she had like this initial fling thing with Vin Diesel.
Was it Too Fast, Too Furious?
No, it was 4.
How do you compare her to Devin Aoki?
Like, like Devin's on one side of the scale and Gal Gadot's on the other.
Right. So you like Devin Aoki more?
No, I didn't say that.
You said she was on the other side of the scale.
They're on opposite ends of the spectrum, and the spectrum I lean towards is Wonder Woman's. All right. Okay.
I need that clarification.
Okay, anyway, she's in the movie. An equally looking male's in the good looking male's in the movie, Christopher Pine. Oh, he is
Captain Kirk.
Of course, Captain Kirk. He's got that charm about him. And
he's got my haircut, bitch.
Sure does. And he's got looks that are some would describe as being above average.
He would be above average. He's above average.
Yes, I'm glad you knew where I was going.
He's above average.
Okay. Yeah, so Wonder Woman came out. Dan, tell me your thoughts.
Wonder Woman is finally a DC movie I can tell people I like and then not have people be like, why? Right? Because with Batman versus Superman, that's pretty much all I got. Like, people would just be shitting on it. I'd be like, I like that movie. And they're like, why? And I would have to explain myself. It was annoying.
Yeah.
But this movie, I think, is just all around fantastic. They really capture, like, the whole Wonder Woman is a strong, independent
woman,
but without being super overbearing about it. Like, she does what she needs to do. She is this independent person.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't really beat you over the head with it, right? It's not just people being like, you go, girl, or like, oh my gosh, girl power, like that kind of stuff. Yeah. It's just like she proves it with her actions.
Yeah.
And I think that's the part of the movie I liked the most.
Yes.
The fact that it was never, like, they showed stuff in, like, Britain, in London, where it's like women aren't really seen upon as someone of power.
Or as equals.
As equals, like when she walks into the courtroom.
Yeah.
But the fact that, it's always like, I don't know, like, it's like a trope with these kind of movies. Like, it's the ragtag group that is always the most forward focused.
Yeah.
Right? And they're like, oh no, she proved what she can do. We're not going to second guess it, even though there's all these stereotypes around women at this time.
Yeah.
Right? That part was fantastic. Mm-hmm. I think the overall movie was really good.
Yeah.
What about your overall thoughts?
I think this movie was really good. I think in a vacuum, like if this movie just solely existed on its own, I would say it's pretty great. It's like amazing. But it doesn't exist in a vacuum. Okay. I feel like it's I hate that Captain America, the First Avenger exists.
Okay.
Because I feel like that is just the same movie.
Wait, are you talking about? So, man.
World War II, Cap, Bucky dies.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
That movie sucks.
I feel like this is the same movie.
I don't know. We'll get to complaints later, but give me your overall thoughts.
I really like this movie. It's pretty. So there's parts where they're like super. That are very superhero cliche moments.
Oh, yeah. A lot of superhero landings.
Yeah, or just like the way that the story eventually evolves and gets to itself. But I enjoyed it. I don't really have too many complaints about it. I mean, it was fun to watch. I like Gal Gadot's, I guess, interpretation of the character. It seemed really... I was into it.
Her, like, childlike ignorance towards the real world.
Yeah, why don't you just come sleep beside me?
Yeah, I don't get it. Why not?
Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was fun. I liked how when they were on, what's her place called? Themyscira?
Yeah.
It was super colorful, but when they came to the real world,
it was desaturated.
I'm like, that's a really cool visual. Like, they gave reason to why this movie was, like, the grim brown, and I thought that was clever. What really caught me off guard was just how hopeful the movie was the whole time. Like the whole theme of this movie was just hope.
And
like,
faith in humanity.
Yeah, and I thought about it, and I'm like, I don't think I can remember another superhero movie that was just this hopeful. Just seemed like we're about saving the world and believing in one another. Like, not even the Marvel movies get to that level of hope.
No, it's always hope within the hero.
Yeah.
Not hope within people as
I just thought that was really fresh and it was fun. It's totally like a movie of female empowerment, which is pretty cool too. Mm-hmm. I have some questions about certain things, but otherwise, wow. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it quite a bit.
Okay,
yeah.
I think one of my favorite portions of the movie is the fact that it's serious. So I know you kind of disagree with me on this, but I feel ever since Guardians 1, Marvel movies have been trying to fit in quips and jokes and lightheartedness wherever they can, more so than needed, kind of turning their movies into almost comedies, right? Like maybe one quarter comedies or something.
You didn't get that from this movie?
I did not. So like there's a difference between having lighthearted segments.
Yeah.
And then trying to make your movie overall funny, right? The overall tone of the movie is serious and dark and, well, except for that last line where she's like, oh, it's only love that can, it's like, oh, fuck off, right? overall, the movie is very serious in its tone. These people have a purpose. These people have a mission.
Yeah.
And the tone strays from that only to build character and to get you to know these people as humans rather than story points.
Yeah.
But once you get past that, the overall thing is, yo, these Nazis be bad and mustard gas is also bad.
Yep.
We got to stop both. Mm. Right. And even their thing with Ares, him coming out and just being like, yo, humanity sucks.
Yeah.
Right. Like, and I didn't even do anything.
Yeah.
I just gave them ideas and they did this to themselves. Right. Even that whole thing is just like, man, like you probably got to have like the utmost faith in humanity to get past this.
Mm.
Spoilers. Mm. She has the utmost faith in humanity.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm. I really like the overall serious tone of the movie because, like, especially coming off the latest Thor trailer, they have the whole event of like, yo, Asgard is gone.
Yeah.
But they play off the trailer as almost like it's a Guardians movie.
Mm-hmm.
When I feel there should be more severity to the scenario.
I don't know if you can really judge something based off of a trailer.
You cannot. That's fair. I really hope it's just the trailer.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Mm. I see.
Did you have anything to say about that? Or
About your specific...
Yeah.
Counterpoint? Not really. I mean, like, I've always felt like the Marvel movies have always had this lighthearted tone to them. Like, since Iron Man.
Yeah, they have, but I don't think it was as lighthearted in...
Like, I'll totally admit that Guardians and Ant-Man took it to the next level, but I've always felt like that was just the draw of those films.
Yeah, those movies specifically, I don't have an issue with, like, Guardian or Ant-Man and that kind of stuff being like that.
Yeah.
But it's when they take, certain, like, so Ant-Man is very... Like, small focus.
Yeah.
Right?
Because I'm thinking about the movies that came after Guardians, and I'm like, Civil War is pretty serious. I mean, they had their, like, fun moments, but when it comes down to it...
I actually forget all about Civil War because it wasn't good.
Okay.
I
agree. I don't think it's a great movie, but it was fairly serious for what it was.
Yeah, maybe I gotta rewatch some of that stuff because I just felt like the overall tone of the Marvel series coming after the first Guardians was fairly serious. Okay. Or jokey.
Okay.
But I don't know, other parts in this movie, I didn't know that Wonder Woman's just a god.
Yeah, she's literally molded from sand. Yeah,
she's literally molded from sand or clay.
Yeah.
And I always knew she was super strong and she had like a crazy lasso and stuff. But I never knew she was just straight up Zeus's kid.
Yeah, she can also fly, which she doesn't do in this.
Yeah, which she does not. She jumps very far.
Yeah.
What did you think about, like, the technical aspect of this movie? Like, CG, green screen, like, that kind of stuff?
There's some parts where it clearly is not her.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, ooh. It's so obvious. I don't know if I like that.
I think the points, the one that, not those points where it's like, it's so obviously not her.
Yeah.
The point where it obviously is her, but the background is obviously not there.
Oh, yeah.
Right? She is not obviously on the specific one was No Man's Land.
Yeah.
When they're in the trenches.
Yeah.
I also like that. It's like, this is No Man's Land. Oh, we can't, no one's moved an inch, right? And then the woman comes and I thought that was pretty tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah. This movie has one scene that really pissed me off because it was absolutely pointless. Mm-hmm. Like zero. I don't know why they had to establish this. So it's slight spoilers, but
we've been spoiling this movie. You know our reviews.
Towards the back third, Wonder Woman sticks her sword in a roof.
Yeah.
For reasons. And she then confronts
character.
A character And it cuts away, and it cuts back to her landing with the sword. And yeah. I'm like, why did they feel the need to establish this?
That she got it back.
Yeah, why? Yeah. Why couldn't she just have it?
I don't know. To be fair, as soon as the roof sword thing yeah. happened, I was watching with TJ, and I go to TJ, I'm like, she forgot her sword. I'm like, you should probably take your sword.
But they did it. But, like, she does it in the middle of the character's monologue.
Right.
And so I'm like, you had this time to get your sword while this guy's speaking. Why don't you just fucking punch him?
True.
Right? And so,
The whole thing of, like, when she's walking around certain objects, when you could have, like, you can just bust through that wall. Like, yeah. Wreck him.
How'd you feel about Wonder Woman killing people?
That was fine. She's, for this era of Wonder Woman,
yeah.
The very naive, I've only been trained for war, and this is what I should do in war type of thing. This is Wonder Woman's first foyer into battle. Right, into real battle, because it's all been training so far. So I don't really see her, or her reasonably would have those other options of, like, I know how to do this without killing.
Yeah.
Right? So that was fine by me.
Yeah, no, I had no problem with it either. It seemed like it fit the tone of the set.
Oh, 100%.
The villain was awful, all of them.
I don't know, I kind of liked Ares.
I don't know, it was whatever.
His whole thing of... he was a villain with a point, and a point that made sense, right? It was just like, Zeus made these people, and I want to show everyone how these people are fucked. And he's like, I didn't even do anything.
Yeah.
So what happened was, the one guy you thought was Ares,
yeah,
and it wasn't.
Yeah.
Then I thought the girl was going to be Ares.
Oh, really?
But then it wasn't.
Yeah.
And it was this other person, right?
Yeah.
The whole twist there I didn't see coming, and it... The twist actually really bolsters Ares' point that these humans are beyond saving type of thing.
Yeah.
He's like, I've been here fighting for peace.
Yeah.
And even though I've been doing this, I'm a god fighting for peace, they still choose destruction over peace.
See, like, I get that point, but then he also does that thing in the movie where he's like, I gave them the ideas.
But the thing is like, it's still, these are people with free will, just like these gods. Like, even though I could walk behind you and be like, maybe you should murder everybody, right? That doesn't mean you should do it.
No, it does not. But I mean, like, it's weird, but it's not like he's saying you should murder them. It's like, he's giving them the weapon, right? Like, he's giving you the gun, and then you get to choose what to do
with it. He's more giving you the idea of a gun.
Yeah.
And then you make the gun.
I don't know. I guess I feel like it's not like he's being completely... It's not like he's standing on the sidelines and going...
He's not a watcher, right? He's just not chilling and being like, look at all these people just do things to themselves.
Yeah,
right?
But I feel like that's the argument he's making.
Yeah, he has a hand in it.
And so that's only part of his plot that just... I don't know.
He's still evil.
Oh, totally. He's the god of war.
I was waiting for him to bust out the chains of Olympus. Never happened.
That's not the god of war.
You sure?
100% sure.
Covered in the ashes of his own family?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's not the god of war. I'm pretty sure.
I think there's three other games that say differently. Four other games, actually. There's the PSP game. Five other games.
I'm pretty sure those aren't canon.
PSP games?
No.
Are they not?
No, all the games.
Oh, are you sure they're not canon to Greek mythology?
I'm pretty sure.
No? All right.
Yeah, but no, Wonder Woman was a good flick.
Yeah, I really liked it.
You should watch the first Captain America, and then you'll be like, holy shit, this is the same
movie. No, okay, so that's... let's get back to that point. So, the first Captain America...
Yeah.
Is really cliche.
Yeah.
And it is the same... Like, all the story beats are pretty much the same. World War, same ending. I'm using a shield to bust through things. Right? Teamwork. Right? It's got a lot, but I think that this movie was executed much better than Captain America.
For sure.
Yeah. I did not like... That is one of the Marvel movies that I will fight to my grave that I think is bad.
Okay.
Right? The whole Red Skull thing is just... Everything about that movie is all strictly cliche.
Yeah.
And done in such a mundane, maybe is the wrong word, but average way that it made it a slog to watch for me. Whereas this one added a lot of fun concepts, and just Wonder Woman's whole character is kind of like a fresh thing that you don't really see in these movies, even though it was pretty much the same story. So I think it was executed much better.
Yeah. That's fair. My final thought is it's a great movie, not as good as the 2009 Wonder Woman movie.
What was that?
It's an animated movie.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
That's probably DC's best animated movie.
Those animated movies are really good, though.
You should watch the Wonder Woman one. It's okay. Amazing.
All right, I'll watch that one.
Yeah, that's it. Great.
So if you want to watch Wonder Woman, you got Netflix.
Yeah, and Gal Gadot's very pretty.
Oh my gosh, she's so pretty.
She sure is. You're right there.
You know what? I was thinking about it during the movie.
Yeah.
If
Uh-oh, disgusting.
If not that, that's for private time. I was thinking about during the movie that Gal Gadot in certain points or like certain close-up shots, I'm like, if Angelina Jolie was still very young,
yeah,
she would be Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because there's a lot of shots of her with like the sunken cheeks and the pouty lips.
Yeah,
and like, yeah, Angelina Jolie pre lip injection. Where her lips were still big, but they weren't huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see that. Yeah. If she, like, if we were talking, like, late 90s or
yeah, like prime. I'm talking prime time Angelina Jolie.
Yeah. She could probably be Wonder Woman. Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see that. Cool. Was that it on Wonder Woman?
Yeah. I'd give it a 4.
Same. 4 for me. It's a fun film. It's
really good.
Yeah.
Where really do you fun. Rank it in the echelon of current DC movies?
Oh, it's the top.
Oh, yeah. It's the top.
It's the top.
What's number 2?
BVS.
Okay. Not Man of Steel?
No.
Oh, wow.
I liked Man of Steel, but Man of Steel also dragged on forever.
Okay. It was a very long movie.
Like, and I really liked how in that one they're like, maybe you shouldn't save him, Clark.
Yeah, that's my... I was, again, talking to TJ about that. My favorite part of that movie is like, yo, Clark, you don't owe these people shit.
It also, but that also is like the number one reason why people hate that movie.
Whatever. F them.
Because it is like the least, like, if you want to talk about how to not make a Superman movie, that's number one on the list.
It's movie cinematic universe. This is Earth 315 or whatever.
I guess so. Sure. Whatever, man.
So, I don't know. Are Flash and them all getting their own movies?
I have no idea. I don't think so.
No. Is it just going straight to Justice League from there?
Dawn of Justice?
Dawn of Justice?
Yes.
Okay.
When is that?
I don't know.
Is it next year? I feel like we've been seeing trailers for that for a while.
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Yeah, it must be next year. Sure. Why not? Sure. Yeah.
But then after reviews, as always...
Picks of the week. Yo, it's time for your weekly Overwatch update.
Damn. Again?
Damn.
I thought I was done with this game. Sucks.
So, it's been 1 year. Get ready for year 2.
It's never going away.
If you've never played Overwatch, now's a great time to jump in because it's double experience weekend, so you can grind them loot boxes out this weekend.
I can.
This is the first double XP weekend, and I think the cool thing about it is Blizzard did it while their event is still going on.
Okay.
So, good move on them. Still awful that you can get duplicates in loot boxes.
I unlocked all that stuff in Heroes of the Storm.
Yeah.
And I still haven't popped in my Overwatch disc to claim it, so.
That's all right.
Probably should.
The other thing, too, is there's a new map. It's on the moon.
What?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
Yep.
Did Reinhardt punch someone to the moon?
No. Where Winston grew up. The gorilla?
Winston grew up on the moon?
Yeah. There's a laboratory on the moon.
Okay.
Yeah, that's his backstory.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
There's a whole bunch of other gorillas been experimented on there. One of them has escaped. And they're saying that he's the new character.
Another gorilla?
Is chimpanzee or something.
Orangutan.
Anyways, he's supposed to be a builder, like Symmetra and Torbjorn.
Okay.
Only I think he's like a tank builder, as in he puts down posts and the posts connect together to make a wall, like a barrier wall.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And I think it works like you could shoot down the barrier, but if you don't shoot down the posts, the barrier will regenerate.
Cool.
So I don't know how that's the rumor.
That sounds weird.
Yeah.
Does it stop payloads?
No.
Okay.
It does not stop. It's a barrier. You can walk through it and lasers go through it still.
Can friendly fire through it?
Of course. Right. Of course it can. I don't know how that technology works, but it works. And then they did some character balancing changes. Now, I'm going to tell you one of them that I thought was cool. The Reaper one.
Yo, no.
No.
Soldier 76.
Oh, this one.
Did his bullet damage go from 19 to 18?
No, it stayed the same.
Oh, okay.
So the McCree. So the first one is for McCree. It's for his Deadeye.
Okay.
He basically has instant lock on now.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought they nerfed that last patch.
No, they're like, fuck it, make it instant. It's not instant, it's like 0.1 of a second.
Oh, so you just can't go triangle hit.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's the reason that, like, McCree can do a lot of damage, but we've been finding in testing that he's easy to get killed.
Oh, yeah.
So we just made it faster.
Okay.
So that's fun.
Cyber. He got Enzo's cyber eye from reboot.
Yeah. I feel like the game has probably in its most balanced state right now, except for one character,
which is
Reaper.
Okay.
Reaper just has no use to be there. So they changed Reaper. They did something different to him.
He does not have shotguns anymore.
No, he's still shotgun man, but you know how he has is it Soul Gain, where you kill someone and then you get their life?
Yeah.
They took that out.
Okay.
Because they're like, Reaper's great. The only problem with that Soul Gain ability is you have to kill them.
And then you go on a spree, right?
Yeah. That's right. But you have to kill them to get to refill your life.
Yeah.
But they're like, problem is Reaper's not killing enough.
Mm-hmm.
Or killing people down. So they gave him life gain instead. So every time he does damage to somebody, he gets 20% health back instantly.
Oh, wait. 20% of his total health or 20% of damage, dealt?
Of the damage. Of the damage.
He's got life leech.
Yeah, pretty much. Couple that with his reload wraith form, and that makes him just pretty fun.
Cool.
Right? So that's fun.
More reasons to say die, die, die.
But the one that the whole community is upset about is Roadhogs.
Okay.
Now, what would you say Roadhog's gimmick is?
Being fat.
Okay, what's his gameplay gimmick?
Shoving nuts and bolts into a gun.
Okay, sure. Yes. It's the hook.
The hook. That's the one.
The one shot KO hook.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Blizzard's like, that's too effective.
What?
He's not allowed to do it anymore.
Why?
So they took out like 40% of his shotgun damage.
Why?
He cannot one-shot anybody anymore.
That's dumb.
What they did was they gave him one extra clip and they increased his fire rate.
No. Yeah. The whole point of him is, so at high level play, Roadhog is probably super deadly because these people are really good.
Yeah.
But the whole thing about him is like, I can see the hook coming at me, right?
Yeah.
I can sidestep, I can jump, I can do something about it. The fact that you have such an accurate attack that you got hit by it, you should be punished to the utmost extreme.
That's how I feel.
Right?
Yeah.
I think that's dumb.
Yeah, so like the whole community is like, RIP Roadhog.
Why would you play him anymore?
Yeah, because now what he is, he's a fat Reaper. Basically, he's a bullet-sponged Reaper. So, like, all he does now is charge the enemy's ult and is a less effective Reaper.
That's lame.
Yeah, it really sucks. Like, the really squishy heroes like Tracer. Like, Tracer's annoying enough to catch as it is on the hook. But now when you catch her, you can't one-shot her. And it's fucked.
That didn't even cross my mind. Yeah, no, she's the fact that she has so much mobility.
Yeah.
If she cannot dodge out of that hook.
Yeah.
Or if you used all of your teleports.
Yeah.
And you, the Roadhog sees that.
Yeah.
You should be punished.
Yeah. It sucks. But.
Well, I'm never playing this game again.
You never were playing
it. Obviously, I was gonna. No, and I was weren't. Gonna be like, yo, I'm gonna main Roadhog. Now I'm not.
True. So yeah, that bummed me out because I like Roadhog a lot. But
Roadhog was the only tank I played.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when I used to play.
The
hook was just so satisfying.
Yeah.
Like, especially getting, like, Bastions down, like they're camped up.
Oh, yeah,
hook a sure. turret Bastion down, you're like, pop!
Oh, yeah, and you can one-shot the Bastion.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't do that.
It's garbage.
You can't one-shot shit.
It's garbage.
Yeah, it sucks. It's like, what they're trying to do is promote the two-shot, where you shoot first, hook, then shoot again. And it's like, no, you got one shot.
But you have a shotgun.
Yeah.
If they're already close enough to shoot with the shotgun, why hook them?
I don't know. Yeah. Everyone's bummed about that. But yeah, that's Overwatch. That's the Overwatch minute. There you go. Next up is Nintendo.
Yeah.
They had a direct.
Pokemon.
Pokemon direct. Big news. The first Pokemon game is coming to the Nintendo Switch. The one we've all been waiting for.
Oh, man. Is it finally here?
It's finally.
Pokemon Snap?
Close.
Oh.
It's Pokken Tournament Deluxe.
That wasn't the one I was waiting for.
No. Nintendo took surveys.
Yeah.
It says that all the kids want Pokken Tournament.
They interviewed the wrong kids.
Yeah, I don't know. There's another Mario Kart 8 situation where, listen, it's another Wii U game that no one bought.
I think that's going to be happening for a while.
Yeah.
Xenoblade Chronicles X coming to the Switch near you.
Oh, man, I see, but I would be so down for that.
Yeah, Pokken Tournament, I think the only saving grace for this trailer. It's got Caesar in it.
Oh, that's true.
And I'm like, hot damn.
It's best Caesar. It's got
Numero Uno Pokemon.
It's got Darkrai.
He's okay.
Who else is the other one they introduced?
The one from
Pokemon Sun
and Moon.
Oh.
The Leaf Owl from Sun and Moon is in it.
Oh, yeah. He's in it. Yeah.
Well, yo, but Caesar.
Yeah, Caesar.
Pretty baller.
Like, so you're buying this game.
He's like a Scyther, but he's metal.
So you're buying this game?
Oh, shit. Maybe.
I think you're buying this game.
Maybe?
September 22nd is Got Your Name.
That's a long time to save up some cash money.
Saving up all summer.
Saving up all summer.
For Pokken Tournament.
I'm selling lemonade outside my house. 25 cents a cup.
I still gotta do that.
What, as an adult?
No.
I think you missed the boat.
No. I mean, we were talking about it the other day, right?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, we go to a lemonade stand and we just drink the pitcher and drop 100 and just walk away.
Oh, that sounds great.
Oh, man. I'm gonna do that on one of my cycling rides, I think. If I see a little girl selling,
you should do it in a group ride.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell them to stop.
Yeah, guys, hold up. What, you gonna get lemonade? Yeah, boom, just take the whole thing, just down it.
I'm not even gonna drink it. I'm just gonna let it spill all over.
Oh me. Yeah, like you won the championship, like the Gatorade pour.
Yeah, yeah. And then I drop the 100.
No, you drink enough to where you're satisfied, and then you pour the rest on you.
Yeah. Oh man, that'd be great. Anyways, so that was the Pokemon. Announced for the Switch. Oh, but by the end of this trailer, they also revealed another game.
Yo, I heard you like Pokemon old games.
No, they didn't reveal that at the end of this trailer.
Oh, did they not?
No.
That was at the end.
No, at the end of the Pokken DX trailer.
Oh, yes.
They revealed... Okay, so there's this trailer for that's all about the Nintendo Switch.
So the guy backpacking through Thailand.
With his Switch, playing Pokken Tournament with everybody. And at the end of the trailer, they go... Here you go!
The Pokemon game you wanted!
It is...
The Ultra Sun and Moon.
Ultra Sun and Moon for... Not the Nintendo Switch!
Not the Nintendo Switch, bye! And then the trailer ended.
Yeah, no. And that's like, what the fuck?
That should be on the Switch. Yeah, man. So apparently this is gonna be, or at least from news articles I've been reading, it's less of a Pokemon Crystal or a Pokemon Platinum, and more of a Black and White 2.
Which sounds cool, but... Let's face it, we wanted it on Switch.
Yeah, I want it on the Switch.
I mean, I
also still need to play the first, I guess.
Yeah, I haven't bought the first one. And now I don't know if I should.
But then you'd be lost on the story.
You're a different character. Who cares? Sequel. Who cares?
What if you meet yourself in the mountain?
Oh, you mean like Red?
Yeah.
With Pikachu?
Yeah.
That was still the greatest moment in
that game. That was so good!
Yeah.
That's why that game's the best.
Yeah. When you're like, oh my God, it's Red.
I just fought all these Ursarings.
And he's got like a level 80 Pikachu. And like Pikachu, what a loser.
Baller. And then that Pikachu wrecks your face.
And you're like, oh, that's why he's a level 80 Pikachu.
Because it's stat cheating. It's been EV trained.
Yeah, like he uses Surf on you and you're like, what the fuck?
He's just flying.
Yeah, Ultra Sun and Moon.
Oh, yeah. Also, you can relive your Pokemon Silver and Gold.
Oh, yeah. That's coming to 3DS Virtual Console.
Yeah.
I don't know why you'd want to do
but that. But apparently, you said it's on the Switch.
Yeah, apparently
it's on the Switch. I heard it's not on the Switch.
I heard when the Switch's Virtual Console stuff launches later this summer, it'll come with there.
All right.
But I don't know why you'd want that. The best version of that game is still Heart Gold and Soul Silver.
It's so good.
I mean, that's still the Pokemon game to buy, to have, if you could only have one Pokemon game ever.
I don't know. To be fair, I think the one I played the most was Crystal. Like, with all the Regis and stuff.
Yeah.
But that was fun.
But Heart Gold and Soul Silver also has that.
Does it?
Yes.
Okay. Wait, does it? Oh, yeah, it does. Never mind.
Like, and it's improved, so. Yeah. Although, If this were the 90s, I'd be with you right there, though. But alas...
Wait, it's not the 90s?
No, alas, it's 2017.
Shit.
Can you believe it?
I need to go home. I need to tell my parents.
But yeah, that was it for the Pokemon Direct. A little bit of a bummer. Nothing really too great.
Mm.
We got effectively three re-releases.
Yeah, it's
Well, I guess Ultra Sun and Moon are new games, but no fun.
Not really.
Yeah.
So for my picks, I saw a trailer. New Need for Speed game coming out.
Sure, it's a Need for Speed game coming out.
Oh, excuse me. I had to burp there.
Oh, no.
It's a Need for Speed : we also saw Fast and the Furious, and we thought we should make a game about it.
Oh.
I think that's the actual legit subtitle.
That's always exciting.
Yeah. So if you watch this trailer, it is pretty much Fast and the Furious.
Yeah.
But it's old Fast and the Furious.
Oh.
It's like, we got a crew. We got to steal stuff from trucks. Mm. We got to steal these TV VHS combos from this tech truck and fence them. Right. It seems like it's a story about someone in your crew betrayed you, stole your stuff. Now you're trying to get revenge in cars. There's a Pagani in it.
Mm.
So I'm pretty excited about that. The interesting thing coming out of this, though, is I heard a bunch of rumors that it's going to have out-of-car experiences.
Sure.
What that means, I don't know.
I'm telling you, it's walk around the garage and select your ride.
Oh, that's what you did in the latest one. But at least that was in full motion video. That was pretty good.
I mean, it's either that or... I'm going for the off-the-wall guess and being out of the car and you whip out a camera for your Instagram.
Oh, my God. Or just take a selfie?
Yeah.
I guess selfies aren't everything now. It's only time.
Yeah, man.
But that means, wait, if selfies aren't everything, does that mean selfies are dead? Because they become so mainstream, now no one will do them anymore?
No. Selfies will not die until manufacturers stop putting a camera on the front side of your phone.
Okay. All right. New iPhone. No headphone jack.
No front camera. Wow.
iPhone 9. Revolutionary.
Man, if they want to tank, if they just want to like lose immediately, sure. Have you heard of Snapchat?
Yeah. No, God. I have not. And then my other pick, I think I missed out on it last week, is that Nintendo outlined their plan for their online service.
Oh, yes, you did miss this last week.
Yeah, I did miss this last week.
You did.
So it is no longer free until the end of 2017.
Aww.
Online service is now free until 2018.
That somehow makes it even worse.
Right? So you'll be able to play Splatoon and Monster Hunter online for free until next year. Then you gotta start paying. With that money.
You say we're playing Monster Hunter until next year. I'm telling you, Monster Hunter's not coming out till next year.
Yeah, true. The American version. Yeah. We're not importing that shit. So there are three pricing options. There is the 1 month membership for $3.99 USDs.
Okay.
There is the 3 month membership for $7.99 USDs.
Yeah.
And there is the 1 year membership for $20 USDs, $19.99. So that is the pricing structure. So what you get for free is access to your eShop. You'll be able to register and manage your friends list, share screenshots on social media, and access the Nintendo Switch app parental controls.
Okay.
Things that are not free. Playing online.
Oh, okay.
Online lobby and voice chat app.
The app isn't free?
No.
So, wait. I have to pay to play online. For this shitty service.
So this is
only half baked, and the other half I've got to pay on my phone.
The thing is with this thing, you also need an app. If you want to talk online with your friends, you have to play online on your Switch, but you also have to join an online lobby with your friends through your phone and then talk through your phone.
Why Nintendo?
Because Nintendo doesn't understand the internet.
Why Nintendo? Does this make it safe? Is it like their version of two-factor authentication?
You also have to solve a Rubik's Cube that was mixed by your mom.
Oh, no.
And then also your classic game selection, which is not the final name, but it is their pretty much, I think it's monthly service of free retro games that you can play for a month, and then it'll switch out.
Mm.
So like I think the first three are Dr. Mario, Balloon Fight, and Super Mario 3.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe after that it'll switch out to something else.
No, Nintendo actually released a statement on this. I'll give you the update.
Okay.
It's just there.
Oh, you just get it?
As long as you're paying your monthly fee.
Oh wow.
You can play whatever game you fucking want. Yeah.
All right. And so everything is free until 2018.
Yeah.
Then you gotta start paying that money.
Uh-huh.
Paying that cash.
Mm-hmm.
$20 is not bad.
Yeah.
As someone who plays a lot of games,
mm-hmm.
doesn't seem that bad to me, especially since I'm paying 50 no, for PSN.
$20 a year is not bad, all things considered.
Or 25 Canadian, probably.
Yeah, see, like, I don't have a problem paying that, considering... I think it's at that price point that's low enough where I just don't care.
Okay.
Like,
and it's a year.
Yeah, right? For me, it's like, anything under $20 is kind of just like, I don't really care. I lost $20.
Okay.
But the other services are like, oh, it's a full price game. I don't know.
So I think I'll probably get it for the first year because Monster Hunter. But I don't know of a lot of games, at least currently, or that's been announced. Maybe E3 will be different because E3 is next week.
Yeah.
That I would want a subscription service for to play online.
Mm-hmm.
Even though those retro games are cool, I'm an outlier, but I have those games already. Like, if I want to go play Balloon Fight, I have my NES hooked up. Yeah. I'll just play Balloon Fight.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really entice me that much. So maybe I'll just do this on like a game by game basis.
I think I will probably just continuously buy and renew it because of the retro stuff.
Okay.
I guess like the Switch to me is like this cool thing I could bring with me if I want to play Mario with some people who don't really play games.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like the easiest way. You give them a Joy-Con, like...
Like, hey, you remember Super Mario Bros? Yeah.
It's like we said, for as much as we make fun of that trailer that initially launched with the Switch, it happens. Like, you go to parties and you're like, remember Mario?
No, it's happened to me. I went to a party and I brought out the Switch and we played Puyo Puyo Tetris.
There you go,
We took out the Joy-Cons, played two-player.
Exactly.
It was cool.
Imagine that with, like, Nintendo or Super Nintendo games. Like, be great.
I really hope that Nintendo properly supports this system because it's the tech is there and it's really cool.
Well, they are doing some amazing support for the voice chat in this game.
Oh.
On the Switch.
They're not.
No. Have you not seen
the app?
Have you not seen the accessory?
No.
You haven't seen the...
I have not seen the accessory. Should I look it?
Anthony, please look up the Nintendo Switch
Let's see, headset. Let's type it in live. Nintendo Switch...
Headset. Because I think you will enjoy what you see.
I'm seeing not a lot of images.
I don't know if there's an actual image, but there is a layout guide that shows you what it's supposed to do, how you're supposed to connect it.
All right. Extreme tech. First voice chat headset. Da, 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 da. My phone sucks. I need a new phone.
Yeah.
Whoa, it's got a breakout box.
It sure does, doesn't it?
Whoa, wait. So is this thing Nintendo? This looks like the PlayStation 2 headset.
Yeah. So describe to the audience, it's this photo, right?
Yeah, oh, it's the top one and then that one.
Yeah.
So you have a Switch.
Yeah.
You hook that shit up into with an audio jack into that phone jack. Then you have your phone.
Yeah.
You hook that into an audio jack. And then you put both into a mixer, a mini mixer that outputs both audios to a headset.
Mm.
Which doesn't necessarily say, like, it's a Nintendo-branded headset. It just looks like it's a headphone jack. So you could maybe buy the breakout box by itself, unless you want these Splatoon-branded headphones.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. That's so ridiculous.
Oh, Nintendo.
Oh, my God. What the hell?
I don't know.
All right, I'm gonna reiterate it. Yeah. Nintendo doesn't understand the internet.
Yeah.
All right.
That's I don't know. I see that, and all I think about is like that's classic Japanese problem solving right there. They never step far enough away from the situation to see how it could be solved. Instead, they're just up close and like, well, if we fix this, we gotta fix that.
And then they're like, "F it, a separate device."
Yeah.
We add another device on top of that.
Yeah.
This is 32X for voice chat.
Yeah, this was the problem was with, like, the PlayStation 2 and the...
Oh, yeah.
So...
Need a network adapter, eh?
Yeah, I heard you do.
Yeah. Oh, you need a hard drive, do you?
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah. So, and then that's why with the PS4, they moved all that stuff to... Who designed... Andy House? No, I can't remember.
Andrew House?
There you go. Was he the lead?
He was the hardware developer.
And he's not
proud Japanese. Creator of Knack.
Yeah, there you go. So
that's man.
It's Nintendo.
Nintendo, come on.
It's like, just when you think that they're on the, they're listening, you're just like, no, they're not.
They're still Nintendo. They're yeah. still a playing card company.
I gotta know, like, what their approval process is. Like, who saw this and said yes?
It's gotta be the most arcane approval process. Like, it's like, all right, experts in the field that are on the ground level say we should do this. Higher up say we should do this. Executive, what do you say? We should add another device. God damn it. Scratch everything. Do what he says. Do what the Taicho says.
You don't think it's like, well, we have to appeal to everybody? He wants the breakout box, and he wants the app, and he wants... Yeah. But...
God, because, well, maybe, like, everyone had their idea. Like, everyone on the board is like, well, I think it should have a breakout box. Well, I think it should be on an app, because phones are popular.
I want to believe, like, at Nintendo HQ... There's a jar, an idea jar, and you put your, you write your idea down, you put it in the jar, and when Nintendo flips that thing, they read all the ideas and say, let's do them all.
Let's do them all. Everyone gets a chance. Yeah. Everyone gets the participation trophy. Yeah, that's how it feels sometimes. I guess we'll see. Oh, man.
Doesn't that just upset you?
It does, because, again, like you said, they're so close, right? You think Nintendo's finally grown up, you think they got it all planned out. And then they pull some shit like this.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that means I don't really have to buy a new headset, though.
No, because I'll tell you what, we're just going to be using, like, Skype or Discord. It doesn't even matter.
Yeah, I'm probably not even going to be using that.
Yeah, so there you go. Is that it for our picks?
Yeah, that's it for me. That's all I got.
All right, we'll go into our weeks.
Well, oh, man, sorry.
What's up?
Hot new game trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Ultra Chess.
Wow.
Ultra Chess trailer was released today. As of this recording, I think.
Yeah.
It is, like, super high-poly chess. You could play chess against the Grim Reaper. And I think the most exciting feature of Ultra Chess...
Tell me.
VR support.
Wow.
I can play chess in VR, baby.
Wow.
Mm. Wow. Haven't you ever wanted to play chess right in front of your eyes? Not on the TV screen, just like right in your face, like you're there playing chess.
I'm, you know, it's never. I don't know. I don't think so. No, because
it's in your grandma's
chess. The idea of playing chess right in front of me, it's, I don't know. I like looking at a screen.
It's, you know what? I understand where you're coming from, right? You want to play that phone chess.
Yeah, I do.
But this is real life.
Who lives in the real world?
Ever since the chess wars, the great chess wars of 2010, where manufacturing chess boards were outlawed.
Fuck. Jeez. What kind of grim world do you have to get to where that happens?
If you outlaw chess, only outlaws will play chess.
Wow.
Now you can legally play chess in your home.
Damn.
In VR.
That's disgusting.
Against the Grim Reaper.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Okay. Speaking of something totally not related. Do you know there's a Top Gun sequel?
Really? Why?
Do you know what it's called?
Is it called Top Gun 2?
The Chase for Goose? No.
That'd be pretty good.
No, it's called Top Gun 2 Maverick.
Is Tom Cruise back?
Yeah.
He's old.
So is Val Kilmer.
Is he back?
I think so.
But he's old.
And fat.
God damn it.
So, I don't know what we're going to do. Whatever. It's happening. I'm excited.
Top Gun is one of those movies where, even though I love, like, cool bro movies,
yeah.
I just couldn't get into it.
Really? Yeah. Top Gun was, like, the only one that was cool.
Like, Top Gun's pretty cool, but yo. Let me tell you about Terminator. Let me tell you about Rambo.
I don't know, though.
Let me tell you about Karate Kid.
Terminator doesn't really have, like, the bro thing.
Terminator 2, though.
I mean, Terminator's good. I don't know if I'd watch it over... I don't know if I could repeatedly watch it like I could watch Top Gun.
To be fair, but I also can't repeatedly watch Top Gun.
Okay. All right.
I don't know if there's actually any Tom Cruise movie I can repeatedly watch.
You can't watch The Last Samurai over and over and
no,
over?
No, that movie's fun, like, once every couple years.
Okay.
Look at this. Years of training. Root killed by a machine. Get it out of my face!
Anyway, it's Steven Tor Weeks. Hey, guess how far I'm in Persona 5?
Wait, hold on! I watched The Last Samurai. No, I didn't. I didn't actually. Okay, continue.
Guess how far I'm in Persona 5.
You beat it?
No.
Oh, man.
I beat Kamoshida.
Yay! Finally!
And now it says, 13 days till
explosion. Oh, you didn't even do the rest of Kamoshida! Oh, my God! Oh, you didn't even finish it!
I beat him, and then they're like, did it work? Did it work? He called in sick today. And then I was like, save. I beat him.
You don't know, though. You don't know.
And neither does the audience. We're in this one together.
I know.
Well, you're not a cool kid like me in the audience.
You're right. I'm cooler. I beat it already. God damn it.
No, you're just what we call a weeb.
Listen, don't throw around that word haphazardly, all right? You can't just throw that out there. Jeez.
Weeb!
Now my employers are going to know. I'm going to get fired.
But I watched something that's on the other side of Persona 5. Okay. I watched a show, have you heard of it, called Atlanta.
I heard that was one of the hottest shows of last year or early this year.
Last year.
Last year?
Last year.
Donald Glover?
Donald Glover. That show's great.
Is it?
It's a...
What's it about?
So it's a drama more than anything.
Okay.
But it's half hour.
Okay.
So like 25 minutes.
All right.
And I don't want to say it's a dramedy, but it is.
Okay.
Like, it's not, like, super comedic, but there are moments where you're like, oh, that's fucking laugh out loud hilarious.
All right.
It's a lot of situational comedy. It's very artsy, though. Like, the way that it's directed and filmed. It's full of a lot of just hard cuts to black.
Huh.
You know when you're reading a novel and you see the three little dots and they're, like, intermission?
Yeah.
A lot of that.
Okay.
So the story goes, Donald Glover, his name is Earn.
U-R-N?
No, E-A-R-N.
Okay.
Earn. And he's down on his luck, dude. He doesn't really have a home. Right. I mean, his parents kicked him out. Sometimes he lives with the mother of his child.
Huh.
When he can afford rent.
Man.
Yeah.
Wait, the mother of his child charges him rent?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, their relationship is complicated.
Okay.
His cousin, who's a little bit older, just, like, one hit wonder just happened.
All right.
Or like his single's popping off because he's a rapper.
Okay.
They're in Atlanta, you know, the gangster scene.
They're in Hotlanta.
Yeah. His cousin's name is Paperboy.
Oh my God.
You got my paper boy. Something like that. That's wow. How the song goes. I can't remember. He raps about some shit. Anyways. So Earn finds out about this and he's like, I need to make some dough. Can I be your manager?
Okay.
And it starts off with like, nah, fool. I never. Where were you? Where were you? Where have you been all my life? And then, or like, we're
well, not... now that I'm big, you here? You trying to ride them coattails?
Pretty much. And okay. He's like, no, I just, you know, you need a manager, blah, 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 at this. And so that's essentially what it is. It's all about. It's about him being his manager and trying to get him to be even bigger.
Okay.
At the same time, Paperboy has a best friend who's like this fucked up visionary. Who's okay. Super cool.
All right.
But, like, you think he's, like, hard as fuck, but he's not.
Oh, so he's like that one dude in that movie Office Space, like, where he listens to all the rap music, but then when confronted with a social...
No, security, okay, wait, that's wrong. He is pretty hard, but, like, you can't tell if he's a sociopath.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're like the way they introduce the character, like, Earn walks in and he's holding a knife, but he's wearing, a cooking apron.
Okay.
He's like, who's this? And he's like, oh, this is my cuz, he's cool. And he's like, alright, he puts the knife down, and with his other hand, he brings up, I just baked cookies of chocolate.
You want some? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Weird.
That's, like, his character is awesome, but so weird.
You don't know if he's gonna snap at any moment or something.
Yeah, right? Like, he goes to a shooting range, and you know, you put up a picture of whatever your target.
Yeah.
So everyone has like their picture of an outlet of a silhouette of a human. Mm-hmm. He puts up a silhouette of a dog.
Okay.
And he starts firing at it. Right? And then of course everyone's super upset that he's like, you can't kill animals. But then he turns around and says, well, why are you shooting at a black man?
Oh.
Right? And so the whole show actually has this really interesting commentary on just modern society and how it deals with racism and all those types of different types of overtones. Like, even they even go into, like, down the LGBT community. It's really neat, like, how the show is able to blend in all these very important world topics and make it relevant to the story about just growing up being a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
I really like their relationships too, because they all feel like real humans. Especially the one, Earn's relationship with the mother of his child, his slash best friend slash he doesn't know if he loves her or she, if they're still together. Like, they're, when someone says our relationship is complicated,
yeah,
like that's exactly what they have.
Okay.
Like, I couldn't describe it to you. It's just complicated.
Things happened.
Yeah, and it's like, wow, it seems really genuine how it's been pulled off. Almost like it's from experience, but you just don't know that, right?
Nice.
So it's very fun to watch. I'm about halfway through. I'm super digging it.
Is it on Netflix?
No. I think it was on FX.
Okay.
It's only 10 or 12 episodes. So it's really short. They're half-hour episodes.
All right.
But I'm super digging it. I definitely recommend everyone check it out if you want something a little bit different. There's this one episode. It's called Not the Biebs.
Okay.
Or like, You Can't Take the Biebs. And it's basically, it's, I don't know how to explain it, like, it's how Justin Bieber, like, it's literally supposed to be Justin Bieber.
Okay.
But the actor's a black guy.
Okay.
And it shows how, like, when Justin Bieber is, I suppose, confronted with, like, a real gangster, like a real hardcore rapper, like when the two worlds collide and they get into a little bit of a fight, they talk about how, like, Justin is always going to be the good guy, no matter the world wants him to be the good guy.
Yeah.
You as the rapper, you have to play your part. You are always going to be the villain.
Huh.
But, like, the villain in this case is Paperboy, the guys that were.
Oh.
Right? And you're like, and he's coming to that realization, like, what the fuck? Why can't I be more? Because he's obviously jealous of Justin Bieber.
Oh yeah, because he's appealing to the white
audience. Exactly, right? And they go through that, and you're just like, fuck, man. Like, he's like, they talk about how he's, or like, he just realizes that he's been pigeonholed already, like, without realizing it, and
he pigeonholed himself.
Exactly, because he's this hardcore rapper, right? And it's really, I think you would really like it.
Okay,
yeah,
that sounds really good.
Yeah, I'm super into it. But, that's been my week.
Okay. I've been watching some stuff, too. I finished season 4 of Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Okay. What'd you get to that Terry
episode? So I got to the Terry episode.
Yeah.
The difference between the Terry episode and the difference and the, like, sprinkles of their kind of, like, liberalist, like, social commentary is that the Terry episode is dedicated to that topic.
Oh, okay.
And they properly structured an episode around explaining how a person would feel in that situation.
Right.
And they thought it out very well.
Yeah.
And I think that episode is fantastic. Whereas the other sprinkled in jokes, they're there just to be like, hey guys, we're cool too.
Yeah.
Right. Just like the fact that they ruined other jokes with these other punchlines. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But the Terry, I thought the Terry episode was great.
Mm-hmm.
I am totally with you where I'm disappointed where the season ends exactly where it started.
Yeah.
Except that they took Jake, but a different character.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Though I did like seeing more of, what's her face? The Spanish girl.
Rosa?
Yeah, Rosa's boyfriend.
Oh. Him? Psycho? Yeah,
he's a great character. I love him. They have this scene where he's like, "Yo, I'll pretend to be like a bad guy. Like, I'll get the shit kicked out of me, right?"
Yeah.
And he keeps going like, "Oh, that really hurts. Like, I'm so sorry." He's like, "No, hit me harder." "Oh, that really hurts. No, oh, I'm so sorry. No, no, for real, hit me harder."
Yeah.
It's like, "Oh, that really hurts. My ribs are broken." And it's like, "Man, you're really good at playing this." It's like, "No, my ribs are actually fucked. Like, stop doing this. You're gonna bankrupt me from medical bills." you never know what he's thinking, and he plays such a convincing. Like just nut bar.
Oh yeah, like I think there's a scene prior to that where he's like, "Yeah, I could play it for you." Like, "What do you want to hit me?" He's like, "No, we don't have to go there." Like, oh, something else?
You got some dark secrets within me.
You fucking hardcore.
All right,
I can do this.
Yeah, I really like his character. He's really fun. I like him more as a side character that shows up rather than when he was the main focus.
Yes.
There was that mini arc where him and Rosa were going to get married.
Yeah.
When he was just there consistently, it's like Drax in Guardians of the Galaxy versus Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yeah.
Right? I really like it when Drax is just the side character with some quips.
Yeah.
The season was pretty fun. Ended kind of disappointingly.
Mm-hmm.
Though I did like the whole internal affairs take on the same situation.
Okay.
So that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I've also started to watch Sherlock, the latest season.
Oh, I still haven't watched that.
Because that's on Netflix now. I've gotten through the first two episodes.
Yeah.
I think the first episode's kind of weak. The second episode gets stronger. And I think this third episode I am on is going to be the strongest.
Mm.
This whole season, the first two episodes really are a build up to this final episode.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of in the same way the season with Mycroft was.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, here's an establishment episode. Here's a relationship building episode. Here's let's take down the boss episode.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same structure.
Yeah.
But the state that Sherlock is in this season, coming off of just his brother saving him from a murder charge.
Yeah.
And the stuff that certain characters do to Sherlock in this weird state is really fun. Mm. And I don't think I don't remember if they did that in the last seasons or not. But you can really tell, like, certain characters have really aged.
I was just about to ask, do they look old?
They look old.
Okay.
Right? Especially Watson.
Yeah, he aged quick. I don't know what happened.
He's got all the grays.
Yeah.
He had a kid in that show, and then, boom, lost all his hair color. Right? Yeah, so certain people just look much older now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's still good. I still like it. Mm. Sherlock is still, like, this really special television event that only they do, right? The whole, like, movie length episodes, like, it's each episode is like a feature film, right? But it's structured still like a TV show, which I think is pretty cool.
Mm.
And then the last thing I've been doing is I'm almost done Drakengard 3.
Yep.
So remember when I told you to get the true ending, you have to upgrade every single weapon?
Yeah.
It's super grind heavy.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's not as grind heavy as I thought. It's not upgrade every weapon, it's just obtain it.
Oh, okay.
So it's just buy every weapon.
All right.
So I did some grinding. I unlocked the final branch. And I'm on the final boss. So this game came out 2014, 15, maybe more than that. It's pretty old. So just fair warning. I'm just going to...
Pretty old? That's like 2 years ago.
It's pretty old.
Okay.
I'll look up the actual date. But I want to talk about just a certain aspect of the final boss. Like, I don't want to spoil the whole game. I just want to talk about a gameplay mechanic.
Okay.
So the whole game's a Musou game, I told you.
Yes.
The whole game is a Musou game. And here, 2013, 2014 in North America.
Mm.
So this whole game is a Musou game. It's a very linear Musou game.
Yep.
You go from one end, you start at one end of a map, you work your way to the other end of the map, kill a bunch of enemies, and you upgrade weapons along the way.
Mm.
This final arc takes that to its like utmost extreme, like here's all the hard bosses, but all at once instead, like here's all this stuff. But the final boss turns the game into a rhythm game.
Whoa.
It turns it into Space Channel 5 almost.
Whoa.
It is the enemy says something, and then you have to repeat it back.
What?
But in this case, it's the enemy does... So there's the whole thing around this thing is that there's songs, right? Your intoners can sing a song. And then when your disciple, your side boy, can power off this song and summon demons and angels and stuff, right?
Okay.
So the final boss is singing this song, but all the disciples are gone, right? And as a dragon, you have to stop the song from destroying the world. But the thing is one, you miss one note, you die, and you have to start from the beginning.
How long is the song?
The song is 9 minutes.
Oh my god!
I'm gonna tell you the most fucked thing about this song. So as you're going through the song, you're like flying around and you can see these rings coming at you. And when the rings hit the dragon, it's like there's your visual cue to hit whatever button to dispel the song.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But eventually, as you keep going, the camera just stops showing you the dragon. And you have to go specifically off of music.
Yeah.
But the song isn't consistently in 4/4 beat. They change time signatures throughout the song.
That's rough.
It's not the roughest part. So the camera pans off the dragon or pans into the dragon in such a way where it like visually tricks you to thinking it, that this note is closer to you than it is.
Yeah.
And you press it too early and you get fucked. And you have to restart the whole thing. The most fucked thing. I learned I was at the end of the song. There are hidden notes. You think the song is over and it's toning down. People start fucking talking, right? Screen fades to black.
Yeah.
There are two extra notes in the fade to black.
Oh.
And they are not in 4/4.
Oh.
It's super fucked and so frustrating. I got to the final two notes and died and got a game over. It's so fucked. Oh my god. So I have downloaded off of YouTube.
Oh, like a follow along?
A timing chart.
Oh man.
So off of Nico Nico, people have made a timing chart to go along with this because there's hidden notes. Then you can't hear the start of the note sometimes, or you can't hear it very clearly because people are talking over the song.
Yeah.
So I've downloaded this timing chart, and what you gotta do is, first off, don't watch it off of YouTube because it's got YouTube lag. So download the video, sync it up to your game, mute the video, but then watch the visual that they have there. They have like a Guitar Hero or like Taiko Drum Master-esque thing going on.
For sure.
And follow along.
Okay.
That's the only way I've gotten close to that ending again.
Damn.
It's really hard. And the fact that it's one shot death on a 9-minute song.
That's just cruel.
It's super cruel. It's super cruel because they make you grind to get every single weapon. You're only using the most powerful ones. There's no reason to use the older ones, right? And every single other thing in this game has just been fighting, right? And so when they first do it, I didn't know what was happening. I was like, I'm the dragon. Oh, I'm in the Panzer Dragoon section of this game, right? I'm just going to start shooting fireballs. No, I died on the first note. I'm like, what's happening? It's like, then I press, I'm like, oh, shit. It's Parappa. Like, it's Space Channel 5. And it's super fucked.
I'm glad you had fun.
Yeah, the story is... The only reason we're still going through this game is the story.
Yeah.
Everything about this game, gameplay-wise, is, why am I still playing this?
Uh-huh.
And then another cutscene happens, and I'm like, oh yeah. Because the story is super interesting.
Yeah.
The thing I really like about this game is... They frame the story around this, around your character, right? Around Zero and how she's got to kill everybody and all this stuff. But it eventually evolves into, they're using the end of the world, not as the main story, but as a set piece for personal struggle and sacrifice.
Oh.
And it's really more about Zero and why she has to do the things she does rather than, oh no, the world's going to end. It's rather about the personal sacrifice of a hero who does have to give away everything to save the world or to save a bunch of people she doesn't even give a shit about. Right? Even like there might be a couple people or like a couple things, but the majority suck and she hates them all. Right? So it's more about the personal struggle of like, what if you had to deal with that stress? What if you had to deal with all of this? What would you turn yourself into in order to cope with the stress of having to do things you feel are horrible, right? So that part of the story is very interesting. It's the final fucking boss fight is so cruel. It's so mean. It's just mean. It's mean-spirited, and it fits the story. It's just mean. And also the soundtrack's just fantastic. I think there hasn't been a Yoko Taro game where I haven't loved the soundtrack. So I have the soundtrack now.
That's good.
A bunch of songs on my iPod. It's... I don't know, man. I wouldn't recommend going through Dragon Guard 3 like I did. Unless you're just, like, really into that series. Because all the Dragon Guards tie into each other in one way or another. The endings, like, tie into different games and stuff. Because there's different timelines, right?
Right.
And, like, some endings... connect to different endings in different games. So like this branch goes into this side branch in this other game, which goes into this side branch in this other game.
Yeah.
Right? Unless you are a Drakengard fan, I wouldn't recommend going through this final branch.
Right.
If you were interested at all in playing this game, because I think it's kind of mediocre. Like, the reason I'm playing it is because I'm a fan.
Yeah.
If I would just recommend YouTubing the final branch.
Okay.
Like, just... if you wanted to see that stuff and you wanted to see how it A, ties into Drakengard, and B, just like what this final like explanation of Zero is,
yeah,
just YouTube branch D. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Yeah, there is a trophy for leveling up every single weapon to the max. I am not gonna do it.
Oh,
and I also think that it will be the only trophy left before a platinum.
But I just, you might as well.
I can't. The grinding sucks. They don't give you enough money.
Mm.
So yeah, that's Drakengard. I don't think I'll. I don't think I'll. Maybe I'll talk about the ending next week. I'll probably beat it by next week. But yeah, my overall thoughts is that it's really mediocre. Just
that's so sad.
Yeah, the story is super cool. It's just held back by a very mediocre game.
Okay.
Like, it's got a sick soundtrack though, so maybe listen to that.
Yeah.
And that's been my week. That's been the new stuff in my week.
Cool. I was going to talk about Disgaea 5, but...
Disgaea 5?
Disgaea.
Oh, you bought Disgaea 5?
No, I played the demo.
Oh, okay.
But then I stopped. I turned off my Switch before I got to battle, so I was like, I have nothing to talk about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So there you go.
Is that the one where he likes sardines? Are you a vampire? No, that's 4.
No, you're a princess of the... No, you're not a princess. But it starts off where, like, the princess is rich...
Yes, yeah, okay, she wants to be popular.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, that's the one.
Okay. Yeah, 4 is the one where you're a vampire that likes sardines. 3 still has my favorite story of the demon high school, where if you show up to class, you're a delinquent.
Mm. I only ever played 1, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
3 is fine. So yeah, I'm interested in, man, that's a big jump then, going from 1 to 5. Jeez.
I played 1, because you know why? I liked Fire Emblem on the Game Boy Advance, and I'm like, I want more of this.
You want more SRPG, tile-based SRPG?
Yeah, and then I was reading EGM, like, Disgaea, this is hot new shit.
Yeah.
And I played it, and I really wanted to love it, and I just never did.
It's such a grind fest, bud.
And I was just like, it's not what I want, but...
So, 5
yeah.
brings in a lot of things that make the grinding not as grindy.
I heard because this is the complete edition, it makes it even easier.
It does, 100%.
Yeah, with all the DLC and stuff, so I'm like, oh, okay, well, we'll see how I feel. That's it for this week. Comrade, actually, you know what? We'll talk about, we'll outline our plans for next week right now. Basically, we won't have a regular show.
E3 is happening!
Yeah, the big Electronic Expo gaming.
If you remember from last year, or the year before that.
Generally do smaller 10 to 15 minute episodes, or 20 minute episodes, covering each of the press conferences.
Yep.
And we release those as soon as we can. And then we talk only about video games.
Only, strictly.
Unless they, for some reason, decide to show something else other than a video game at the stage.
Like terrible memes? Or just train wreck press conferences, maybe?
Yeah.
Like, do you think we'll get another Engage from Ubisoft?
No, we're going to get... That was terrible. We're going to get... what's the fuck?
Robbie Drums!
Now, what does she say? Girl boner?
Oh, girl wood?
That's it.
Yeah, we're gonna get I don't know. I thought girl wood is kind of funny.
No.
I kind of like girl wood. That was funny.
No, it's not.
So yeah, get ready for hella video games next week.
Yeah, okay. Give me your number, your biggest hope for E3.
Biggest hope for E3?
Yeah, what's the game you want to see the most? It could... Let's make it an interesting choice. Don't be like, oh, you know, I want that next Elder Scrolls.
I hope, next Elder Scrolls, I can't wait. I kind of hope that they, Platinum shows what they're working on.
Oh, that.
Like, they give at least a teaser of what their wholly owned IP will be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's your big one? That's what you want to see?
I saw a thing that, it's like a quote-unquote leak, which I'm pretty sure is fake.
Yeah.
But I hope is real.
What is it?
Bloodborne kart racing.
Oh, that's fucking fake ass fuck.
I saw what it was like a little doctored photo that said Bloodborne kart.
Oh,
and it was for Origin and PS4.
What?
Kind of hope that's real. That'd be great.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? I don't really know what I'm expecting from the
C3.
Yeah. A lot of stuff has already been announced.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm up for anything at this point. This is kind of the first E3 where I'm like, I don't really know what I want.
You know what you want?
Yeah, maybe some more God of War gameplay.
Wow.
Like, I'm going for the generic shit
Man,
right now.
Man, you don't even want, like, some pie in the sky? Like, please bring back this old fucking
series. Yeah, God Hand 2. Where's my God Hand 2 sequel?
Let's not go there. That's not even a game.
God Hand 2.
No. Cool.
What about they release a new Steel Battalion, but it brings with it a new Steel Battalion controller.
Wow.
It's got two eject buttons. It's got LEDs in it. It's for the Switch, so you put your Switch as the screen in it.
Wow. Oh, I don't know how I feel about that. Because the thing about the... Because I think what I would want is the VR Steel Battalion.
I guess. But then, you still have to have...
Yeah, but then how would you see that?
AR.
And VR?
Yeah. Oh,
that's next level.
Yeah. Fuck. You gotta cut a hole in your Vive.
Dang. I don't know what the fuck I want.
Screw it. No, you just have to memorize the output. You have to memorize the controller.
Oh, that's so rough. I want, if anything, I just want something for the Switch.
Yeah.
And I want it to be Metroid. Yeah, I want it to be F-Zero.
Yeah, more things for the Switch. Maybe a Monster Hunter release date for North America.
I'm sure we'll get that.
And
they'll be like, it's out next week!
Oh my gosh, it's Dreamcast all over again! Honestly, I can't think of anything.
Wow. That's how you know Anthony's old. He's not into games anymore.
I'm like, don't say it like that.
He's going to get rid of his collection.
I've been saving up for a PC.
He's going to get rid of his collection soon.
No, I'm not.
He is. He's going to give up gaming altogether.
I just got a bunch of free shit from someone.
He's going to get rid of all his games soon.
No.
You any good things?
I got some actually some really good things.
Cool.
I will tell you about it. Off the podcast.
Awesome, awesome. If you guys were wondering about Kamen Rider, we ran out of time.
We did.
Yeah,
there you go. I gotta go to sleep.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about it in 2 weeks.
Sorry.
Until then, game on.
That works for both our next weeks. Yeah, okay, no, that's perfect.